Lately, it's been hard for me to take a lot of pop music seriously, and one reason is that it's become so shockingly apolitical. As tumultuous as civil discourse has become, there's not too much on the radio that even touches on politics. Current music has become too polite and well-behaved, and that puts it in danger of being irrelevant. Unless we start seeing some acrimony in the coming year's top 40, I fear that future musicologists won't have much to say about 2018. We've seen periods like this before, but when music becomes too complacent, new styles rise up from social change. A group will feel disenfranchised, like in the mid-60s when young American draftees developed a taste for a new heavy kind of rock. There will be anger, like with the disaffected punks of the Reagan 80s. An underground movement will start, like when the first hip-hop artists started bringing their turntables to neighborhood parties in the Bronx. A community of musicians will form, like the post-war bebop jazz players. The new sound won't be commercially viable at first, but then there will be a breakout song to rally around. It'll be a song that makes some people mad, but it'll be impossible to ignore. Expressions of outrage by the xenophobes fan the flames, and that's when the media take notice. Thus, styles are born. For music to be taken seriously, it has to have social meaning. My wish for 2018 is that musicians ruffle some feathers. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we wish everyone a happy new year here on Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell. Happy to be here with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Happy New Year, Fletcher.
And you've got a listening list today of some songs that definitely ruffled some feathers all in their own ways.
Yeah, it gets kind of heavy today, doesn't it?
It'll be a lot of fun. Although, I guess fun is not the word I would use to describe this first tune, Billie Holiday with Strange Fruit.
Yeah, this tune, we've talked about it before. It was called the Song of the Century because it's so politically powerful. It's a song written by actually a Jewish school teacher in New York City. It was a reaction to a photo of a lynching that took place a few years previous. Billie Holiday was the one that really made this tune popular, and she sang it at this place called Cafe Society, which we've also talked about. It was the first integrated club in New York City. And she sang this tune to finish her set every night. And it was a very big deal. All the lights were cut except for one spotlight on her face. And, the servers wouldn't serve at that time. The cash registers weren't ringing. And it was a real solemn affair. And she wasn't allowed to do an encore after that tune. It was supposed to be a really heavy experience. So this recording that we're going to hear is from 1939. And it's actually recorded at Cafe Society. So here we are, some real politically heavy stuff, Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern. Gallant sound, the boy.
Holiday there with Strange Fruit. Let's move along with a song that I don't know, these days, not everybody realizes just how revolutionary and political this tune was with Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, I used to sing this as a kid when I was in school. I just thought it was a, you know, happy tune. Woody Guthrie wrote this as a protest to the political movement that became that came to be known as McCarthyism. He wrote this in 1940, and this recording is the first one from 1944. It's got some controversial lyrics in it that were excised from a lot of later versions.
Woody Guthrie with This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me.
And then moving to something, I I'm not sure people think necessarily about how much this can ruffle feathers, but you've got a tune here from Charles Mingus.
Yeah, I'm a big jazz fan, obviously. And Charles Mingus, definitely one of my top five jazz musicians. And this is from 1960. This is when American black jazz started becoming really political, and this is when the free jazz thing started coming in, where it was a lot more confrontational than it was, say, in the 20s when people would go up to Harlem and, you know, Charleston to, you know, some band in a club. But yeah, this is a tune called Fables of Faubus. Faubus was the governor of Arkansas when the Brown versus Board of Education decision came out. He was the one who famously brought the National Guard to prevent black students from going to white schools. And here's Charles Mingus' take on it. Fables of Faubus from 1960.
Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Don't let them tear us, oh Lord, no more swastikas. Yo.
Getting into some tunes here that are a little more explicitly in your face. You've got one here from James Brown.
Yeah, and he is so funky, too. I love this tune. Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. This was from 1968, maybe the height of, black political awareness. Songs like this are why funk music were really important socially. but also musically.
We've been built and we've been scorned. We've been really bad talked about, as sure as you born. Just as sure as it takes 2 eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
I think definitely when people think about these kind of musical movements, punk rock is something that's at the forefront of their minds.
Yeah, this is a pretty snotty tune. I don't know how political this is, really, or maybe apolitical, but there's just this disaffection with government. And, you know, it kind of raised some eyebrows, which I love. This came out in 1976, The Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK.
And then let's close out with an example of maybe the most important musical shift in the last 40 years.
Oh, I would say, yeah. Hip-hop was the biggest change to happen in pop music since the Vietnam War, absolutely. And this is the iconic tune that really put hip-hop on the map, as far as I'm concerned. And it's also pretty political. It talks about life in the ghetto and came out in 1982. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five put out this tune, The Message, and a lot of bands took a lot of inspiration from this.
We'll leave you there with Grandmaster Flash. Mark, as always, thanks for being here, and Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a nasty tango, skipped the life and dango. A silk on princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.